All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's bonus show. We got Chris Horn coming up momentarily. And don't forget, after the bottom of the hour break, head football coach Bronco Mendenhall. I think we had Chris on the line and we lost the connection, so we'll reconnect with Chris Horn here momentarily. And go ahead and thank Andrew Caraway, a former Virginia pitcher, for joining us tonight and talking a little bit about his career and the Virginia baseball coaches and program, which are, I guess, not happy today, but when you look at their record over the years. Chris is back with us, so Frank's got a question for Chris Horn. Go ahead,
Frank. All right. First off, Chris is with thesaber.com and has been a frequent guest on Who's Talking. Chris, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys.
All right, we're kind of squeezed on time due to the Bronco interview that's coming up. Give us the quick highlights on the football verbal commitments, of which it looks like we have six verbal commitments,
right,
and then we have the three transfers. Just give us your quick take on the whole thing.
Well, right now, Virginia, you have six commitments, two of which are legacy commitments, meaning their dads played at UVA, one being Jermaine Crowell, whose dad was a receiver under George Welsh. But the younger Jermaine is going to be a defensive back, cornerback, safety type. A very good get, quite possibly the top get so far in the class. Joey Blunt is a safety out of Georgia. His father played in the pre-Welsh days for UVA, also played safety. Definitely very, very impressive kid, especially speaking with him. So a couple of defensive backs there. Lindell Stone out of Woodbury Forest as a quarterback. Everybody, of course, loves to talk about the quarterbacks, and a pro-style guy, very accurate, a very good get for Virginia as well. A couple of line commits, a defensive lineman Tommy Crist, offensive lineman Tyler Fannin, and you know, fans can look for those areas to be big focuses of Virginia in this class, and then a running back, Lamont Atkins, all-purpose type of guy, kind of like can catch the ball out of the backfield as well as run the ball. Guy out of Northern Virginia. So definitely good job getting some legacy commits early and getting some good solid in-state kids as well.
And also at Woodbury, I know Virginia has offered Terrell Janna, and judging by his stats and his obviously he's got a connection with the quarterback, Lindell Stone, in terms of the two of them have been inseparable as teammates. I mean, they synced up a lot last year for the Tigers. What are our chances with him?
Very good. I spoke with him back in April. He said Virginia was his favorite at that point, and I still think Virginia is going to be tough to beat with him. Another in-state kid, and you know, you look at Virginia Beach, a four-star kid. UVA just made the top 5-4 is Jordan Williams out of Cox High School. And again, I mentioned offensive line and defensive line are big needs in this class, and Coach Mendenhall has mentioned that. Jordan Williams is a four-star kid, a nationally recruited kid. So, you know, we'll see if UVA can ultimately pull him out, but definitely some good company there along with Virginia Tech, Ohio State, Clemson, Tennessee for him.
How about that gigantic offensive lineman out at Highland Springs? Tell me about him.
Yeah, Makai Becton. He looks like a former Meadowbrook High School standout, Morgan Moses, who did pretty well. But, yeah, big kid. His stock has really been really taken off this spring. Offers from Southern Cal, I believe Georgia, Michigan, Virginia, Virginia Tech. But Virginia's certainly been on him for a long time. He's one of their top targets at offensive tackle and legit size, 6'7", 300 pounds, as I mentioned. Looks very similar size-wise to Morgan Moses.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
All right, quickly, basketball, because Hobgood is drooling over here. Virginia has one scholarship to give, right? And who are the front runners for that spot?
Right. This is for 2017. The 2016 class actually arrives on Monday. 2017, one spot. You know, everybody's top target, Michael Porter Jr. His dad just signed as an assistant coach with Washington Huskies, so everybody feels like obviously he's going there. But Kyle Guy, who's an incoming freshman for UVA, is his best friend. You know, we'll see. He says he wants to watch UVA and see how they, you know, see some offensive things this year and what happens there. So UVA at this point still in contention with him, as well as some top point guard targets like Matt Coleman out of Oak Hill Academy, is a guy that's, you know, been high on UVA's wish list for quite some time.
How about Chris Likes?
Yeah, he's a big couple days here. I think he was supposed to go this past weekend to Miami. I believe he's at Villanova right now. If he makes it past these two visits and does give Virginia a visit, if I'm a Virginia fan, I'll feel a lot better. But at this point, you know, I think everybody's holding their breath to see what happens after Miami and Villanova.
All right, Chris, as always, we thank you for your time, and we will have you back on early and often. That's the way I vote. at any rate, Chris Horn from the Sabre with us tonight. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, coming up, Bronco Mendenhall, UVA head football coach. Stay tuned.